Renault. The best stories are the ones that are constantly reinvented. Like new Renault Clio E-Tech 4 Hybrid, 145 horsepower engine with up to 550-mile driving range. Enjoy its new assertive design and its free Alpine trim. New Renault Clio E-Tech 4 Hybrid. Same love, new energy. Internal source based on new Clio E-Tech is free Alpine versus WLTP fuel consumption figures. Real-world driving results may vary.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, October 3rd. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Sam Bankman-Fried was once one of the most trusted names in crypto. He and his company FTX were seen as saviors when the market for digital currencies started to slump last year. But no more. The 31-year-old founder is headed to court today to face more than half a dozen criminal charges in what prosecutors are calling one of the biggest financial fraud cases in U.S. history. We'll hear from our reporter Alexander Osipovich about how we got here and what we can expect from the trial. But first, TikTok parent ByteDance had an operating profit of more than $20 billion last year and has a total valuation of over $220 billion, according to a financial report shared with employees. That valuation is down from $300 billion a year ago, according to our previous reporting. But the rare look inside the private company's closely guarded finances also shows ByteDance turned around its business from losses a few years ago by rapidly increasing its revenues while making significant cuts to its marketing, administrative, and research expenses. Google used unfair tactics to cement its search engine as the market leader, according to rival Microsoft. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella testified in Google's antitrust trial yesterday. He said Google's deals with Apple and others to make it the default search engine on smartphones and other devices gave it an anti-competitive edge. Our legal affairs correspondent Jan Wolf was in the courtroom for the testimony.
Nadella has sort of a unique vantage point. He works at a tech giant, but he's an underdog when it comes to search. And he talked about just how powerful defaults are. And he said that Microsoft is trapped in what he called a vicious cycle, a feedback loop that Google benefits from, where because it's dominant, it just gets more people using it, and that in turn makes the search engine even better and more refined, and that in turn makes it more dominant.
Nadella also told the court that advances in artificial intelligence applications will likely have little impact on reshaping the market for search. Microsoft released a new version of its Bing search integrating tech from OpenAI back in February. For the first time in more than a year, Tesla's global deliveries fell quarter over quarter, dropping 6.7%, the electric car maker reported yesterday. Tesla said the decline was due to planned factory downtime. WSJ reporter Rebecca Elliott says the slip has some investors worried the EV company will cut its prices again, potentially hurting its bottom line.
Tesla has cut prices this year across its lineup to help stoke demand, in some cases by more than a third. The company remains on track to hit its target of selling around 1.8 million vehicles this year, up 37% from 2022. But the price cuts have made Wall Street anxious about the cost of that growth.
It's not the only miss for Tesla. The EV maker suggested in the spring that it would begin customer deliveries of its new Cybertruck in the third quarter, but the end of September came and went. The Cybertruck's unique design, including a triangular shape and stainless steel exterior, makes it hard to bring to market, according to people who've worked on it. And we're exclusively reporting the startup Electric Hydrogen has secured $380 million in funding as it works to cut the cost of producing green hydrogen. The investment comes from backers including BP, United Airlines, and Microsoft, and puts the company's valuation above $1 billion. Green hydrogen is viewed as the holy grail of green energy technology. Our climate finance reporter Amrith Ramkumar has more on what electric hydrogen has done.
The company says it has achieved breakthroughs in a device called an electrolyzer. Electrolyzers are used to split water into hydrogen and oxygen, and they run on renewable power. That's what makes the hydrogen they produce green, and that can replace fossil fuels and reduce emissions in the industrial and transportation sectors, where renewable power and batteries alone aren't enough to get the job done. There's still a lot that could go wrong, though. Better electrolyzers will require a lot of cheap, abundant, clean power, so there are definitely some potential bottlenecks and hurdles. But if the technology works as well as the company claims, we could be looking at a big, huge clean energy development company of the future.
Coming up, Sam Bankman-Fried heads to court. What should you expect from the fraud trial of the FTX founder? We'll have the details when we come back.
MailChimp would like to talk to you about clusters. A cluster is what happens when marketers fail to personalize their marketing, grouping customers with very different behaviors into one tangled mess. But with MailChimp, marketers can use real-time behavior data to personalize every email for every customer. So get MailChimp and turn your clusters into customers. Intuit MailChimp, the number one email marketing and automation brand. Based on customer numbers, for verification email, advertising at MailChimp.com.
The collapse of FTX sent shockwaves through the crypto industry. The government alleges what happened at the crypto exchange was fraud, and it's charged FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried with more than half a dozen criminal charges. His trial starts today, and we'll be covering it as the case unfolds. But to prepare us for that, our reporter Alexander Osipovich is here to talk us through what led to this point and what we can expect. So, Alexander, there's actually two companies here we need to talk about, FTX and Alameda Research. Remind us what their businesses were and how they're connected.
FTX and Alameda Research were two different companies that were both owned by Sam Bankman-Fried. FTX was a cryptocurrency exchange where various people could go and trade different kinds of coins with each other. Alameda Research was a proprietary trading firm that traded Sam's money and basically tried to make profitable bets on the crypto market of various sorts. Sam often spoke about how Alameda had no special privileges trading on FTX, but nonetheless, this was sort of a bit of a strange arrangement because in traditional markets, you wouldn't have an exchange and a profit-seeking trading firm both be so intertwined.
Before its collapse, FTX was sort of seen as this golden child in an industry that was struggling. But then at the end of last year, things fell apart. Can you take us through what led to FTX's collapse?
So the year 2022 was bad for crypto. There were a series of crashes, and it led to a number of crypto firms declaring bankruptcy. And as we subsequently learned, these crashes seriously weakened the finances of Alameda Research, Sam Bankman-Fried's trading firm. What happened in early November was that details were leaked about Alameda's balance sheet. And it turned out that Alameda's balance sheet relied very heavily on a token called FTT that you can basically think of as stock in FTX. And to many people, this seemed like a sort of precarious state of affairs because it suggested that these two companies were more intertwined than people had thought. And so worried people began to pull their capital out of FTX. And at this point, FTX didn't have the money to return funds to customers. Why is that? Well, it turned out that Alameda Research had been borrowing heavily from FTX, and the money simply wasn't there.
So what happened when it couldn't meet customer withdrawals?
After FTX was unable to meet customer withdrawals, Sam Bankman-Fried undertook a number of efforts to try to salvage FTX and basically quickly raise capital from investors. He briefly had a deal with a big crypto exchange called Binance that could have potentially propped up FTX, but the deal quickly fell apart. And within a few days, he signed over control of FTX, and FTX filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but that was a really big deal. I mean, Sam Bankman-Fried was a trusted, well-respected name in crypto, and then following FTX's bankruptcy filing, he was arrested in December and charged with fraud, which he's pled not guilty to. What can we expect from the trial?
Sam Bankman-Fried has not acted like a normal white-collar defendant. He gave a series of interviews and for a while was talking very publicly about his version of what happened. What he essentially has said is that there was no criminal intent to steal money. It was all just mismanagement and poor accounting and poor management of risk. The prosecutors contend that actually there was a scheme to use customer funds and direct them to things like buying luxury real estate and making venture capital investments and steering money to political donations.
Who do we expect to hear from during this trial?
One of the most interesting things about this trial is that three members of Sam Bankman-Fried's inner circle have pleaded guilty and are expected to testify against him. These are Caroline Ellison, who was the former CEO of Alameda Research and who at one point dated Sam, Gary Wang, who was a co-founder of FTX and responsible for a lot of its technology, and Nishad Singh, who was FTX's director of engineering. If these cooperating witnesses take the stand, it'll be very interesting to see what sort of things they reveal about Sam and how he ran FTX and what he knew about the misuse of customer funds and whether he basically masterminded it.
That was our reporter, Alexander Osipovich. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Anthony Bansi with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.